From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. There may finally be a winner in the disputed Illinois race for governor. NPR's David Shaper in Chicago reports that the Associated Press is declaring victory for Democrat Pat Quinn.
The final tally from all precincts reported by the Illinois State Board of Elections shows Democratic Governor Pat Quinn with a lead of nearly 20,000 votes over his Republican opponent, State Senator Bill Brady. There are still some 50,000 uncounted provisional and absentee ballots, but an AP analysis of those ballots shows Brady will not be able to pick up enough votes to overtake Quinn. Brady's campaign says it is still gathering information about the uncounted ballots and will not concede until every vote is counted. Quinn is not yet asking his opponent to concede, saying that is up to Brady. But he adds, quote, "I think the people of Illinois know I won the election." David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
In Washington State, Republican Dino Rossi has conceded defeat to incumbent Patty Murray, giving Democrats 53 seats in the U.S. Senate. Murray gets to serve a fourth term after a tight contest in which ballots were still being counted as late as today. The White House may be striking a conciliatory note in the wake of huge Democratic losses on Tuesday, but the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, says those victories won't go far enough until they reach the White House.
We can hope the president will start listening to the electorate after Tuesday's election, but we can't plan on that. And it would be foolish to expect that Republicans will be able to completely reverse the damage Democrats have done as long as a Democrat holds the veto pen.
Speaking today at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., McConnell said the Senate must repeal or chip away at the health care law, cut spending, and reduce government. Haiti is bracing for its latest emergency, the impending arrival of Tropical Storm Tomas. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Port-au-Prince, the storm system is expected to hit parts of the earthquake-damaged country tonight.
President Rene Préval urged Haitians to heed government warnings and try to find solid shelters. But with more than a million people still homeless after the January earthquake, many people in the capital's numerous tent encampments say they have nowhere to go. Efforts to evacuate a huge government-sanctioned camp north of the city stalled as some people claimed officials were trying to evict them permanently, and the government announced it only had shelter space for less than a third of the residents. Health officials say the storm could also disrupt efforts to contain a cholera outbreak that's killed more than 400 people. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Cuban media are reporting the crash of a passenger plane carrying 68 people. It's unclear if there are any survivors. The reports say the ATR twin turboprop plane belonged to state-owned Aero Caribbean Airlines. U.S. stocks surged, led by bank shares, a day after the Fed announced its plans to try to stimulate the economy. The Dow gained 1.9%. This is NPR News. The death toll from the eruption of Indonesia's Mount Merapi has risen to at least 56. Dozens remain hospitalized since the volcano started belching hot gas and lava over a week ago. Emergency officials fear that a new lava dome forming in the crater will collapse and trigger another surge of hot ash and gas. More than 75,000 people living along Merapi's slopes have been evacuated to crowded emergency shelters. Hall of Fame baseball manager Sparky Anderson has died. Anderson was the first man to manage World Series winning teams in each league. NPR's Mike Pesca has this remembrance.
Sparky Anderson was known for his kindness, acumen, and propensity to change pitchers. Anderson is the eighth winningest manager of all time and is the winningest manager in the history of two of the great franchises in baseball history, the Cincinnati Reds and the Detroit Tigers. He helmed the Big Red Machine Cincinnati teams, which won titles in 75 and 76, and the champion Tigers in 1984. Beyond statistics, Anderson was known for embodying the aspects of baseball that draw people to the game as children. He was, according to his Hall of Fame plaque, treasured by his players for his humility, humanity, and eternal optimism. George Lee Sparky Anderson was 76 years old. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Aretha Franklin is canceling all of her concert dates and personal appearances through May of next year. A spokesman says the 68-year-old singer is following doctor's orders but declined to be specific. Franklin was released from the hospital last Saturday following a brief stay. U.S. stocks surged, but led by bank shares. The Dow gained 219 points. The Nasdaq added 37. This is NPR News from Washington.